Hi, this is Tom Winifred with a postcard on the subject of the Mueller report, the principal conclusions of which were leaked over the weekend. They show, amongst other things, that the President Trump is not guilty of the main accusations against him, and also the quite deplorable lack of standards in the Deadwood Press and across the media. They wonder why their readership of their newspapers and the viewership of their TV stations is falling. It is because people can quite clearly see now the level of fake news and what a monstrous scale it exists on. Special Prosecutor Mueller was appointed to investigate allegations that President Trump and his campaign team had colluded with the Russians in the 2016 election. There was scant evidence for it. The only evidence that appeared come forward was the dodgy dossier, which was funded and paid for by the Democrat campaign of crooked Hillary Clinton. That was pretty weak. That should not have been enough to justify this witch hunt, but the witch hunt went ahead anyway. Over the past 2 years, those people who read newspapers or watch television have been treated to a non-stop diatribe of how the Mueller investigation was going to nail Trump. I saw a video clip up on the internet earlier today of highlights of CNN's coverage of the past 2 years of Mueller. An array of CNN reporters, anchors, and also the various Democrat talking heads which populates that station came on, and they showed it month by month by month. The words, he's going to get impeached. He's going to have to resign. He's not going to last the term. The beginning of the end game. Mueller, impeachment, were uttered again and again and again. They were a major factor in the midterm elections. How can you vote Republican? You might as well just be ticking and putting your cross by the name of Vladimir Putin. How can you vote for the Republican Party when the president is likely to be impeached within months? That was one of the major narratives of the Democrat campaign. The coverage of CNN is particularly despicable, but over in the UK, the coverage has been just as bad. Little John Sopel at the BBC has breathlessly gushed about how we're going to enter the end game. Impeachment looks likely, with every revelation that has come out from the Mueller report. Every single time that a witness has been, that someone has been charged, Little Sopel has insisted that he's now going to spill the beans as part of some plea bargaining on the Trump campaign's collusion with Russia. And Sopel's not the worst. That awful fellow on ITV News, the one who was almost in tears after Trump won the election, explaining how he'd spoken to his kids who were afraid the world was about to end because Donald Trump was president of America, and they were crying and he was crying, but he explained how things would go on. He's a little bit partisan, as you may have gathered. He was coming out with the same sort of rubbish all the way along. As for Channel 4 News, Kylie Morris, Little Matt Fry, they were as bad as the rest. And we saw it across the Deadwood Press as well. There have been a number of people who've found themselves in hot water, not to say jail, as a result of the Mueller probe. Various people on the fringes of the Trump campaign have been charged with obstructing justice, lying to the Senate, or various tax and financial crimes. Each time one of these people has been charged, there has been the howls from the mainstream media. Maybe this guy is going to go for a plea bargain and he'll spill the beans on the Russian collusion on Donald Trump. The president is in deep trouble. Well, it hasn't happened yet. There have been a couple of them who've tried to say they'll spill the beans in a desperate attempt to stay out of jail, but they haven't been able to spill the beans. They haven't produced any evidence to Mueller. Now, remember, the Democrats and the Deadwood Press, the TV channels, have pinned their hopes on Mueller. They have said Mueller will nail Trump. Mueller was hardly a friendly face for the President of the United States, for the leader of the free world. He was definitely a hostile investigator. Well, the report came out over the weekend, or at least we have the highlights. I hope that we're going to have the full report soon. I'm pretty sure the Trump campaign want to have the full report published. And the headline conclusion is there was no collusion. by Trump or his campaign with the Russians during the 2016 election. Yeah, some of his associates look a bit dodgy on the tax front. They look to have done a few dodgy financial deals. But I suspect if you'd done an investigation into all those associated with the Hillary Clinton campaign, you would have found a few people whose business activities were less than crystal clear as well. Hillary herself, of course, we know about Whitewater, the trading on inside information of Pork Belly Futures. We know about all of those things. The vast donations to the Clinton Foundation from, the Russians, as it happens, ahead of her approving the Uranium One deal, which saw Russia gain access to much of America's uranium. So one could have thrown such mud at all the campaigns, but the central charge Mueller was set up to establish was there any collusion with the Russians. It is clear now, thanks to his report, that there was none whatsoever. There was no collusion. Democrats are pinning their hopes on there being evidence of a cover-up by Trump or the Trump campaign. Why would they need to cover anything up? There was no evidence of collusion. They were not guilty. They had nothing to cover up. And Mueller has again said there is not enough evidence there to have a go at the Trump campaign for a cover-up either. We'll see the final detail, and I'm sure the Dems will be clutching at straws. But even little John Sopel has had to admit this is a major triumph for Trump. He has got the all clear. Trump is currently enjoying the sort of favourability ratings in the polls, and that was pre-Mueller, which at this stage of the cycle have indicated that he will win in 2020. Certainly, if the best card that the Democrats can play is, he's President Putin's best buddy, collusion, they're not going to win with that particular line. They've been shouting about it from the rooftops for 2 years, and it's been shown to be an outright lie. I don't blame the Democrats for that. It's party politics. It's partisan. And since their policies are absolutely crackpot, allowing babies to be terminated, murdered right up to the point of birth, 70% tax rates, etc., etc. Since their policies are crackpot, are mad and leave them unelectable, I don't blame them for grasping at the Russian straw. But it is a straw. The real failings here have been the media. The media wonders why fewer people watch their programmes. They wonder why fewer people buy their newspapers, or indeed even bother to read their crummy websites. The reason is that they have been shown to be complete purveyors of fake news. It is not as if they were just reporting what was going on. They were extrapolating and they were pursuing an agenda, the agenda of nailing President Trump. If I had a hot meal for every time that little Sopel or Matt Fry or Kylie Morris or that awful man on ITV had said Trump was almost finished, this was the beginning of the end, impeachment over the past 2 years, I'd be dining out until Christmas. That is Christmas 2024. The coverage has been appalling and it has been partisan. In years gone by, if we look back 60 or 17 years, any news organisation which had got it this horribly wrong, which had misled its readers and viewers on this scale, would be having an internal inquiry and heads would be rolling. But of course, that's not going to happen. Even at CNN, the worst offender, that is not going to be happening. There is no sense of an apology, not only to Trump, but also to their audience. For an apology is deserved. They've got this so horribly wrong. The poison of Russia-phobia, of course, spread from America. Once it was taken as a given by the liberal media and by the bien pensant that the Russians had colluded with President Trump during the election, it was assumed that they would be colluding with other people as well. You may remember in the French presidential election, stories emerged less than 24 hours before polling that the Russians had been helping the ghastly Marine Le Pen as she attempted to win the presidency from Emmanuel Macron. Under French election law, she was unable to respond, and so this dark cloud dogged her into polling day, and she got an almighty beating. I suspect she would have got a pretty big beating too, even without this Russian scare. She was unelectable for so many reasons, and at that point, the world was unaware of what a poisonous little twerp Macron was. So she would have lost anyway, and one may say that is probably a good thing. However, the lie was propagated, and because the American lie, the lie that Trump had been colluding with the Russians, was so pervasive in the media, that French lie had credibility. As it happened, the story was completely untrue, and within a few days of the election had been shown to be completely untrue. The Russians were not colluding with Marine Le Pen at all. We saw it again with Brexit. The bien-pensant, the liberal media, the establishment didn't like the result. We, the dirty plebs, voted the wrong way, so there had to be an excuse brought forward. And of course, the excuse was Russian interference, Russian meddling. Were the Russians bankrolling the campaign? The evidence produced by the mainstream media, led by the lunatic in chief that is Carole Cadwalader, was really very flimsy indeed. Aaron Banks, Jim Mellon, they'd done deals in Russia. Well, yeah. They're involved in mining. There's a lot of mining assets in Russia. A lot of people do deals in Russia in the mining world. That is just the nature of it. It would be very curious if Banks and Mellon and others hadn't done deals in Russia. They'd done them before. That goes no way. Does that show any evidence whatsoever that somehow monies were flowing from Russia to fund the anti-EU, the pro-Brexit campaign? There was simply no evidence of that whatsoever. But because we were living with this narrative that President Putin had colluded with President Trump to steal the American election, suddenly the quite deranged conspiracy theories of the Guardian, Observer, of Cadwalader, of the BBC and of Channel 4 in particular, suddenly seemed to have some credibility. I put it to you today that they have no credibility. There was no evidence to start with. And now that we know that the whole Russia, Russia Gate, Russia contributions, Russia collusion with President Trump story was a complete and utter fabrication, I suspect there will be fewer people prepared to believe that Russia was involved in the Brexit campaign. There was no collusion in America. The French collusion, that was proved to be a myth. What are the odds that there was no collusion with Brexit either? The reality is that, Macron won, but a depressingly large number of French people voted for Marine Le Pen. And Brexit, the Leave campaign, won the Brexit poll. Donald Trump won the presidential election. Is it just not possible that people manage to reach their own conclusions and vote for Brexit or vote for Donald Trump just because they felt that their needs were being ignored by the existing establishment, that they had been marginalised in society, they felt angry and they voted for these candidates? I put it to you that that is what really happened. It's pretty insulting to the electorate to say that we voted for Brexit or we supported Trump just because the Russians were somehow skewing the campaign. You're insulting me by saying that I can't reach my own conclusions based on my own thought processes. But then that is what the elite always do. Those of us who disagree with their worldview, they just insult them. We're dumb. We're foolish. We don't know what we're talking about. We should have just left it to the experts. Hopefully now the Russiagate conspiracy will be put to bed once and for all. I suspect that the appalling behaviour of the media will mean that trust in them goes down even further and even fewer will listen to their scare stories going forward. They have signed their own death warrant in terms of being trusted. What will happen to President Trump? I suspect his popularity ratings are going to go up. There's going to be an enormous amount of sympathy from him, from floating voters. Jeepers, to think that he's been smeared in this quite horrible way for 2 years on the back of no evidence other than a dodgy dossier funded by Hillary Clinton. It is a sorry time for the press. There should be wall-to-wall coverage of the Mueller report on all the mainstream news channels and all the mainstream papers. And the press should be saying, sorry, we got it wrong. On the basis of no evidence, we smeared an innocent man and we reached conclusions which one simply couldn't have reached on the basis of rational evidence and only on the basis of partisan reporting. There should be apologies across the board. There are no apologies. And that is one more reason why the dominance of the conventional MSM, the mainstream media, is diminishing on a daily basis. Anyhow, hooray! It's a great day for President Trump. It's a great day for democracy. And it's a great day for the truth. Let's all celebrate with a glass of Russian vodka.